Central New York rising, Finger Lakes forward, Southern Tier soaring.
Central New York, the Finger Lakes, and the Southern Tier have grown agriculture employment by over 25% in the past decade.
This is where we're making our mark, and this region will be renowned across the world for what we're doing here today and going forward.
I believe that the number one thing that can make ag and food production in New York more successful is technology.
That's what a big deal this is. It's all about the future.
These are the stories about agricultural change in the region. This is City Limits.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm Katie Zolkowski. By 2050, we'll have to feed 9 billion people globally, but our current food system is already experiencing strains. And in order to feed the world, agricultural innovation will be necessary over the next few decades.
Varieties are going to have to be different. Our growing methods will have to be different. Because we're not in a desert where we turn the rain on when we want it.
Climate change, which means probably people need to move, and the way we grow things and move fresh food probably needs to be different.
In just the last 2 or 3 years is how much money we see coming into this space. So not big companies like Cargill, but venture funding and private equity.
How can we use this? And who can really afford this?
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says New York State wants to take a leading role in that innovation.
This is our opportunity to make our mark on the world. What we do here with our competition in Rochester, innovating and new startups to help us think about a new future for this area. But now this is also our opportunity to lay down the pitchfork and say this is where we're making our mark. And this region will be renowned across the world for what we're doing here today and going forward.
The focus isn't New York State as a whole, but instead three regions within the state: Central New York, the Finger Lakes, and the Southern Tier, nicknamed the Grow New York region. This geographic area holds 22 of New York's 62 counties and nearly 44% of the state's farms.
This is one of our largest industries. I'm an upstater. I used to represent in Congress many dairy farmers and apple growers and grape growers. And I know the challenges. And if we don't do something extra, unusual, if you will, to help them, they will not be here into the future. But also, it's who we are. New York is not just New York City.
And that something was a global competition with a top prize of $1 million. 199 startups applied, 15% of those being international, and more than half from within New York State. These companies couldn't just have a good idea. They also needed to commit to making an impact in the area.
So at the 250,000 level, we would source locally from the area. Our facility is already here in New York. You know, the economic impact of leveraging local and keeping the dollar local makes a whole lot of sense no matter what. And we also want to leverage the Cornell Sensory Program to do some consumer sensory analysis and leverage some student and professional services.
Independent will pledge all of the Grow New York prize funds to increase New York farmers' ability to produce high-quality malting barley and expand storage. We will use the funds to improve existing grain handling infrastructure, support Cornell's breeding and research, hire a full-time agronomist, and develop our barley-to-beer software.
With each level of prize money, our business will continue to grow, as will our impact. In fact, $1 million victory for us is $1 million victory for local farms, businesses, and services. We will also create 30 new jobs with healthcare in Geneva now. And this does not count the indirect or induced job impact that we will have in the region.
That last voice was Dan Wise from Real Eats America, a meal delivery service based out of Geneva, New York, and the inaugural winner of the Grow New York competition.
We have a lot to do with this. We have some equipment to buy to help us to better standardize the quality of our food. We have improvements to make. We have a lot of jobs to create. We've made some commitments to this region, and we plan to honor them.
As a single dad, Wise was trying to figure out ways to give his two boys food that was nutritious, but didn't lock him up in the kitchen for hours.
And my busy schedule was getting in the way of their good nutrition. So I defaulted to picking up pizzas and using restaurant delivery services, but that was restaurant food. That was a bit of a cheat. It wasn't really my daily meal solution. I had to find healthier options for myself, so I tried the meal kit companies. And while they made it easy to skip the grocery store line, what wasn't so good about it was the 60 minutes I still had to spend in the kitchen.
There are a few things that make Real Eats different from other meal delivery services like HelloFresh or Blue Apron. First, they use a patent-pending technology that allows their chefs to fully prepare the food and then seal it, making it easy to quickly heat up and serve.
A patent-pending pot-to-plate prepared meal solution. Try saying that fast 5 times. That locks in the flavor, the freshness, and the nutrition that could be delivered directly to consumers' homes, where it would stay naturally fresh in the fridge for 7 days. All of this would significantly reduce food waste, and it would also reduce the real cost of food for our customers.
And they say they have some of the lowest waste of any meal delivery service.
We are part of that entire, you know, meal delivery category that has been associated with a lot of excess waste, right? We're proud to say that we are the lowest plastic footprint out there and one of the lowest packaging footprints out there. And as we continue to evolve the business, we will be working with a lot of the recycling companies. And in addition to that, we'll be working with a couple of companies to help us innovate our packaging away from being just less plastic to being no plastic.
Lastly, and perhaps most uniquely, they source all of their food from local farmers where they're based in Geneva, New York.
One of the things that we recognize as being incredibly important was where the food was coming from, our sourcing. That's why we located our kitchen in Geneva, New York, right in the heart of the Finger Lakes, one of the richest agricultural food sheds in the Northeast. This is where food tech companies typically don't locate or haven't previously. You can find a lot of them in Manhattan and in Brooklyn or in other major metropolitan areas. But with our mission to make it simple for people to enjoy real food, we thought it was really important to be where the real food is.
Being in Geneva, Real Eats is able to make the impact that Grow New York competition judges were looking for. They've already created 50 jobs with healthcare and donated around 18,000 meals to local food banks. And with the $1 million grand prize, they plan to build on that local impact.
We would like to look into campuses where, you know, college students eat really poorly. We think there's a play in hospitals for us as well. And would I love to get into the school system to really get behind showing what real nutrition looks like to younger kids who are currently going to school with a can of Pepsi and a Coffee Crisp or some other chocolate bar? Absolutely. That's our real mission.
Now, the first place winner was pretty local. Geneva, New York is at the heart of this appointed Grow New York region. But as I said earlier, submissions came from startups around the world.
We all started, the co-founding team, three friends in a garage, as startups do in Sydney, Australia. This was less than 2 years ago. Since then, we've grown immensely. We've now got a team of 17, soon to be 18. We've just set up our headquarters in Munich, Germany.
Leader was one of 2 second place winners in the competition for their artificial intelligence technology that enables cash registers to recognize different types of produce and other non-barcoded items. Leader co-founder Chris Sampson explains the problem.
You scan a few items and they go through quick and easy, the ones that have barcodes. But then you get to your fresh produce you picked up earlier in your shop. What are you faced with? A huge selection of items, some of them you've never even seen before. And what were those apples you picked up earlier? Were they Gala, Pink Lady, Honeycrisp? Well, you can just put them through as the cheapest onion you can find and get on out of there.
And this problem of barcode and non-barcoded items has real implications for grocery stores and shoppers.
So it's been shown that over 1 in 10 people will just abandon their shopping altogether if the lines are getting too long. So they either go shop somewhere else or maybe they don't buy extra items. Amazingly, this costs retailers $38 billion a year in the US. So that's this for abandoned carts. So it's quite a problem as well. But then you have a secondary problem. Now you have opportunities for fraud. As I mentioned, the customer can put through an expensive item as something cheaper,
avocados, as onions, the expensive variety of red apples, as the cheaper variety. And you'd be surprised, but this is costing retailers in the US $5 billion a year.
The technology is already live in Australia and Europe, and they plan to launch this technology in the US this year.
So we want to set up here. Originally, we thought, hey, maybe New York City, but after we've met the people in the ecosystem here in the upstate New York area, we're very excited. We've been impressed and really excited about the appetite for retail innovation. We've met grocers, we've met universities, producers, farmers, and this is where we want to be. We think we can set up a US headquarters right here in Rochester and really grow the business, support the customers we already have in the US, and grow customer base and grow our technology.
The first $500,000 winner from the very first Grow New York competition is Talitha from Munich, Germany.
Talitha's silver medal got them $500,000, and Samson says they now plan to set up their operation in the upstate area. Other winners included a granola company that sources ingredients from the region, a startup that converts waste created by dairy production into clean water and bio oils, and a Syracuse-based group named Dropcopter that has created a first-in-the-nation technology to pollinate plants with drones.
$500,000 will now go to Dropcopter from Syracuse, New York.
The $3 million that went into this inaugural competition was meant to put some strength behind the state's ambitions to make these three areas leaders in the global agricultural economy. But the momentum and funding doesn't start and end with one competition in Rochester. New York has committed $9 million over 3 years just to these competitions, and not to mention the innovation happening at Cornell Agritech and the farmers that produce the food we eat year-round. But the next competition will happen this year with a conference and award ceremony held in Syracuse. For City Limits, I'm Katie Zolkowski.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. Find more from this series at citylimitsproject.org. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for automatic delivery of new episodes.